The mixing project began 2 years ago at the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Trout Lake Station. Its main goal was to stir up the layers of Crystal Lake, warming the bottom and making it inhospitable for cold water-loving smelt, which were harming native populations of walleye and yellow perch. To mix the lake, researchers relied on large trampoline-like contraptions that slowly churned up the layers of lake water. Graduate student Emily Heald says over the course of 2 summers, the devices successfully warmed the bottom layer of water from 45 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
What we found is that prior to the manipulation, about 40% of the smelt population died every year. That's just a natural rate of mortality. And what we found with the mixing is that we were able to induce a significant mortality to the smelt population, and we raised that from 40 to 90%.
90% is a major reduction in smelt numbers, but the mixing didn't completely eliminate the population as predicted, meaning the fish could rebound in numbers now that the mixing has stopped. Heald says that in itself is an important finding because it implies that smelt have a greater temperature tolerance than originally thought.
Now we know that many more lakes in Wisconsin probably do have the habitat that smelt require, and now we can place an even higher importance on preventing the spread of smelt into the other lakes.
Heald says it's possible the mixing technology could be used in conjunction with another management approach to fully eradicate the smelt from a lake. Researchers will continue to monitor what happens to the remaining fish populations in Crystal Lake. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.